Hello and welcome to episode 321 of Sprig and Ziggy Combat.
I'm Hammer.
This is our Week in Geek. This week we didn't see a movie because schedules are a thing that happened in the real world, so yeah.
Yup. And seeing a 3-hour movie or 2-hour movie at 9, 10 p.m. is not very...
Well, we saw what happened last time.
Dude.
Like, once the clock struck midnight and I didn't have my glass slipper back in my carriage, like, I was stumbling over my words.
Dude, and that was something special.
It was rough, man.
Like we directed Hobbs and Shaw at that point.
I'm old. But I get up at like 5 in the morning, so those late nights.
Yeah.
They're rough.
Yeah, I don't do, like, I was trying to tell Jackie, she's like, I'm a night owl. I'm like, I used to be a night owl.
Yeah.
I hate mornings, but I realize I like mornings because I like to go to bed at night.
The other night I came home and I was so tired I went to bed at 8:30.
Holy shit.
8:30? I'm so fucking old.
I slept in and it was 7:30. That was my sleep in and I felt like, oh, that was a good treat. I was like, this is so sad.
Yeah, it's... I mean, it's usually 6 by the time I get up on the weekends. It's like 6. Like
5:30 has been mine.
Renault will wake me up and I'm like, either I gotta get out of bed or Sarah has to get out of bed. And depending on... Like, it depends on who had the rougher night the night before and who has more stuff going on that day.
Yeah.
On who gets out of bed. And then, like, sometimes it's me getting out of bed at 6 o'clock. I'm like, this fucking sucks my life.
Welcome to Old Podcast, by the way.
We are old.
Let us talk to you about our aches. Now, dude, we already talked about that.
Dude, no. We can go on for days about our aches.
Yup.
But what we are going to talk about, we're going to go ahead and do our streaming review, which was brought to us by you, good sir.
Yes, and I can never say the name right. It's exceedingly evil. I'm already wrong, aren't I?
Yeah, it's exceedingly evil, disturbingly wicked and vile, or something like that. It's the Netflix movie based upon the Ted Bundy case.
Yes.
With Zac Efron is Ted Bundy.
That's pretty much all you really need.
John Malkovich was the judge.
And then what's the...
James Hetfield was the one of the officers, like the sergeant.
James Hetfield, who's James Hetfield?
The lead singer of Metallica.
That's what I thought it was, yeah. But I wasn't sure if I was right on that. And then the one dude
the girl from Westworld.
Oh, shit. That's where I was trying so hard to figure out where I recognized her for. Or from. They also had, what's his name? The dude from Big Bang Theory.
Jim Parsons. Oh, yeah. Jim Parsons was
the Floridian.
The DA.
Yeah.
Or the prosecutor.
Prosecutor.
Yeah. And so basically... It talks about the Ted Bundy murders and how there were girls in Seattle and Oregon and Denver that were being murdered. And they just kind of basically got wind of Ted Bundy being a suspect. And then they would arrest him for something and he would escape.
Yeah.
And... He would go killing again, but they would arrest him for something else, and he would escape,
yeah.
And he would go killing again. Like, the story of Ted Bundy is way more fascinating than this movie made it out to be.
Yeah. This one, well, I don't even think they were trying to... Because the way they... Like, someone... I read a couple of things online where they were not... A lot of people weren't pleased with this movie for various reasons. Like, well, they were saying, well, it starts off and it treats it like a romantic movie, and I'm like... I get people's concerns about it, but it's trying to show you, like, this is
that,
like,
he was a normal dude.
Yeah. That they paint it as two separate storylines because that's the way the world viewed it. Is mm-hmm. It's two separate things. These things aren't not, like, combined.
I mean, he was basically two separate people.
Yeah. And it was also the first, I may be wrong in this, but this is, like, the first kind of idea of the, you know, glorified, like, video. And, like, it was basically TV, like, broadcast, whatchamacallit. Trial or something like that. So it was kind of that first.
Well, and he was pretty much the first kind of debonair,
like, celebrity killer.
Yeah. Because, you know, I mean, he hit at a time when media was, TV was kind of everywhere, and it went all over, and the brutality of his murders were grotesque.
Yeah.
And the movie, for the most part, kind of glossed over the murders, basically. I felt the movie was lacking a lot of, and like I said, the story of Ted Bundy is way more fascinating than what happened in this movie. The love affair with his girlfriend in prison that he had a kid with while on death row.
Yeah.
Of like, that's fascinating, and they kind of just kind of brushed that over. He was very charming, but I wanted to like this a lot more than I did. There are like Ted Bundy documentaries on Netflix that I'll probably end up watching.
Yeah.
I think there's like the Lost Tapes or whatever. I just came away with this going, all right, whatever.
Okay. I actually don't have... I know Ted Bundy's name. I know he was a serial killer. I don't know much more beyond that. And we were even talking about it when I were going to suggest this, is that I didn't remember all of what he was attributed to, kind of thing, because I'm like, I got confused with Dahmer and a bunch of others, like, you know, a bunch of other, like, famous fuck-ups.
Plus, I mean, it was really before your time, and it was before my time, too. Mm-hmm.
But I kind of liked how they... The part for me that was really lacking is the ending. I feel like what they really could have done is, I liked how they were portraying this and going through and kind of building a picture of, hey, he's a normal person.
Right.
And there's these murders going on. Hey, he's a normal person. That's who it is, yeah.
He was in it too.
Yeah. Oh, Haley, this is the second time I've seen him because he's also in Boys.
Is he?
Yeah. It's you need to watch Boys.
Need to watch Boys. Boys is sorry. Right.
No. But I like how they're kind of building it, saying like, hey, this is this crazy guy and all these, he's like obviously innocent kind of thing like that.
Yeah.
But there's all these crazy
shit going on. He's obviously innocent. Why? Because
he's innocent, obviously.
Yeah, he looks
like
a regular dude. He can't be creepy.
And they kept on pulling shit out and stuff like that. But I really wish at the end they would have tied it all together to say like, no, all those times when you thought he was normal, this happened. When you thought he was normal here, this happened. And just kind of like really like basically have it like the dominoes are falling. There's never a dominoes falling into place. That whole thing when he says like hacksaw with it, that wasn't it. That they needed to be more, in my opinion, to your point of make it more interesting, show you how all this was going on at the same time, how his mind worked, the crazy shit like that. I don't really care about it. I won't watch the Ted Bundy tapes and stuff. I don't really like the whole serial killers and like, I've never been the person who never watched ID, like, in this way, Investigation Discovery. Jackie would watch it all the damn time. But I really feel like this movie was good until the ending, and then the ending, I felt, fell flat. And it had a good opportunity to really let it sink in. Oh, we've built up this character as a normal person. Let's tear down the wall, see the monster inside, see as a normal person.
And one thing that's fascinating, like,
terrible shit.
Being friends with a serial killer, like getting into the mindset of a serial killer is fascinating.
Yeah,
and especially this dude of like he escaped prison, and he goes and kills.
Yep,
and then he's like, "I'm one me."
Yeah, and that's the thing is like I really liked Zac Efron's portrayal. Yeah, I thought he did a really good job. I just didn't. Again, I missed the domino falling. That's what makes it.
This is a Netflix movie. Yep. It still falls into that same cycle of, you guys, can you get a different editor to come in and look at this stuff and a producer and a writer to just like tighten all your stuff up? Because you're the midway of movies.
Yeah.
You're that mid-tier of video games where you're just like, you're right there. And if you just put in a little extra, you could be upper echelon, but you just don't want to do that, do you?
No. Because of the ending, I would say pass it. Like, I actually really liked it, but once I got to the ending, I was so disappointed.
I think I gave it a thumbs down. Like, I can't even remember what I gave it, because I'm just, I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
It's not horrible by any means, but it's not, like, it had this huge hubbub and publicity and protesting because they were making him be attractive and charming, and I was like, he was all these things. What's the problem? Do you not want to think that somebody can be these things and murder? Because he was these things.
Well, it's playing into a lot of the things we see now where if people are doing terrible things, they have to be damaged. They can't be normal. Ugh. They can't be all that, like, That's a whole other can of worms, but I'm like, that plays into it really well, is like, we like to imagine people are evil.
Mm-hmm.
that they're vile, like all that stuff, like
that. That they almost all look like Hitler. Yeah. Because you know what Hitler looks like. Mm-hmm. And so you're like, if anybody has that little mustache thing and that cut.
Yeah, they're evil. They're this evil. Is how you know.
They can't look
like everyone else.
Like, yeah, because that's way more terrifying.
Which is sad. I'm like, but it's the truth.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
So yeah, like I gave it a thumbs down.
Yeah, I'm not. But it's not bad.
No, I just, again, for me, it's
a Netflix movie. Yeah.
And the ending is what, because it doesn't really bring it all together.
Sometimes.
I think that summed it up quite appropriately. Wow.
All right, so for this week's stream review, yes. It's brought to us by our buddy TK. He wants us to watch the documentary on Sugar called Fed Up. It was on Netflix. I don't know if it's still on Netflix, but it's on Amazon Prime.
Okay.
It may or may not be on Netflix. You'd have to check there, but it is on Amazon Prime. That's where we're going to watch it. If you have anything you want us to watch on Amazon Prime, Hulu, Netflix, HBO Go, let us know at battenhammer@gmail.com, battenhammer on Twitter, Spriggins and Geek on Facebook. You can reach me. I'm at Dar Skippy.
I'm at Cram Keyless. Make sure to like us, love us, and share us. Sorry. It's late. On SoundCloud, iTunes, and Stitcher. Every Monday morning. Woo! Got this. It's good.
So, we've had to do this before, and we didn't want to do it. And we're probably going to do it this time, and we don't want to do it. And then we were talking about how, we don't want to talk about another mass shooting in the United States. Mm-hmm. And then we were like, oh, shit, we forgot about a different one that happened the week beforehand in California. So, like, we're not going to get into all of the semantics and all the just stop. Mm-hmm. Like, just stop. It's heartbreaking. I mean, I hate people.
Yeah.
And I don't want this to happen to people.
It's the unexpectedness of it, I guess. Is like, you know, everything is unexpected. But I'm like, it's just, God damn it.
Well, and the planning behind both of these, like the dude in El Paso he drove to El Paso intentionally.
Yes.
And then the dude in Dayton.
We have Behemoth who's sleeping right through our stuff. But yeah.
But stop. Just stop. So we're going to get to stuff that we like to talk about on the podcast, yes. Which is
ironically stuff that apparently inspires bad stuff, but no. sorry.
Which is our nerd news, obviously.
Yeah.
So the first thing we're going to talk about is on Hulu, we may be seeing an Event Horizon television show.
I was originally, and still now I'm cautiously optimistic, but originally I was like, what the fuck? There's not enough to
do with this. Oh, there's a ton there.
Then someone like proposed it differently of like, I think it's a prequel about the ship getting it out there, leading up to it, almost like a prequel kind of thing.
That's boring.
I kind of love that idea.
Nothing happens.
No, I kind of love that idea.
No, nothing happens. No. Whoever suggested that has never seen Event Horizon.
No, they have.
Nothing happens.
No, I think it'd be kind of neat.
Nothing happens until the ship disappears.
Haven't you watched Terminator Salvation and the amazingness of that movie?
Haven't you watched Event Horizon? It's a regular spacecraft until it opens the Event Horizon.
Yeah.
So until that happens, they're just hanging out in space.
I don't know. I'm like,
nothing happens. Kind of... Now, it would be awesome of what happens when they're in hell, but I don't know if you can do a TV show on that.
My thought
so
is
maybe you can do your testing and you can have like kind of creepy things happening on the ship, but like not to the point of people murdering each other and sodomizing each other with lead pipes and stuff until they fully open the Event Horizon.
What if they do both? Like the whole, why like not a, both? Like why don't you do a flashback kind of thing like that? Like my thought is, I'm trying to think of like, are they going to do a thing where they just retool the movie? Think like 12 Monkeys when Sci-Fi redid it. They did like they basically broke the movie down and made it an entire series. But there's options of like you can do ones where you pay homage to the stuff or you work around the stuff like the movie.
But I want the series finale to be when it pops back, or when the
what?
Nebuchadnezzar
is the one from Matrix.
Yeah, I did the same thing. I was trying to remember the name of the ship. When the Lewis and Clark docks, that's when I want the series finale to be. So, like, it picks up right as it goes into the movie. So, I would be okay with the series starting with poof, the event horizon appears, and they're like, what? And so you're having, like, kind of flash sideways, flash forward, flashback type things where, like, the Lewis and Clark is on the way.
Yeah.
And then it's showing how all the bad things, how it got to the point where the bad things happened.
I need to watch this movie again.
I love that movie so much.
I do too.
I don't know if there's enough there for a TV show, though.
I think, like, again, my thought, it depends on what their aim is. Are they remaking the movie into a TV series? If so, then maybe. But if they're going to be, like, adding to it, then I'm like, there's a fun mini-series concept to it.
I don't want them to remake the movie. I love that movie way too much.
I do too. And I feel like it's one of those few movies that's... Perfect's a hard term, but it's really good. Like, it was a great first execution.
I was watching a Things You Didn't Know, basically, on Event Horizon today on YouTube. And, like, it trashed on Event Horizon, but it was somebody that liked the movie, you could tell. So it was like... But all of this came out of it because, like, they did the movie, like, from front to back. I mean, script.
Yeah.
Cast, crew, sets in 10 months.
Holy shit.
Really? Yeah. And apparently it was 30 minutes longer. And then Paramount made Wes Anderson, or was it Paul Anderson? I think it's Paul Anderson, made him cut out 30 minutes of stuff that he didn't want to cut out. There's a whole scene where Weir crawling down one of the stairs, like the, you know how in...
The Grudge.
No, in The Exorcist, when she climbs, goes down the stairs backwards, the crab walk.
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Has him doing that, going down the stairs and everything. And I'm like, I want to see this movie so bad. I love this movie. Like, yeah, it's one of my favorite horror movies of all time.
Oh, it's definitely one of mine. Like, this is one of those
because it's not just like it's horror.
It's sci-fi horror, yeah. And it does both well, and then it does the mental aspect.
Like, well, and it plays on things of like you don't know that this isn't going to happen.
Yeah, it's completely unknown. You have no fucking clue. I also love it because it kind of reminds me of, I never got to see the new one, but the old Flatliners.
Man.
Where, like, it plays off of people's worst fears.
Right.
And I love... That's what I love about the original Flatliners is it takes something innocent and makes it devious. And that's kind of what this does. It's like, hey, you know, talk about this. Like, you're thinking about people that you love. Now let's talk about fire. Let's talk about this. And you're like, oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Yeah, I'm curious and concerned. Trepidatious. Yeah.
We haven't been trepidatious
in a while. No, we haven't. Bring that word back.
I'm trepidatious. I haven't been able to find the full answer on this, but there's been an announcement for Disney and Hulu and ESPN. So there's a package deal.
Yeah.
Disney Plus, Hulu Plus, Hulu with ads.
Yeah.
Or Hulu, and then ESPN Plus. But it is the Hulu with ads for $12.99. I haven't been able to find if you can break them down, though.
I imagine you're going to be able to.
I thought you could, but everything that I've seen said that it wasn't piecemealed.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, you know, obviously you couldn't do Disney and Hulu and knock off ESPN. And I imagine there's going to be a plus subscription to all of this without ads for $18 or $19.
Like, I was thinking, like, if they're all $6.99, because that's, like, the rate. Was it still $6.99 or no?
I thought that's what Disney Plus was going to be.
So, like, if they're all $6.99 and then you loop them together, you have a decent price, I guess. I'm like, I actually genuinely really like Hulu. Like, I have Hulu and I fucking love it. That's the one I go to more than Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Besides Amazon Prime, that's my other top tier one. Like, Netflix is now like my third, it's my bottom bitch, basically, trying to go find stuff.
I go to Netflix most just because it's habit. I mean, my remote has a Netflix button. It doesn't have a Hulu and an Amazon Prime button.
No, I mean, it makes sense. I'm happy that they're kind of investing it because they have the Fox stake, which means that Disney could have easily tanked Hulu, and they still can because they have such controlling stakes for it. You have Fox, and you have Disney, which is ABC. And the only one who's not involved would be...
CBS?
No, CBS has their own thing. Shit. Yeah, maybe it is. Like, pretty much they could tank it. I've been doing that, too. Poking him. We're poking the dog because he's snoring. He's
snoring a little
bit. Poor bastard.
The love him. Face!
He's like, fuck! Wolford Brimley?
Wolford Brimley.
Oh, yeah.
Diabetes.
But damn, I also heard, and I didn't look it up as much, that they were going to be pulling some of their stuff back from cable networks. And I'm like, ooh, shit.
It's going to reverse. The whole reason people were cutting the cord was because it was cheaper and it's going to be way more expensive.
Oh, yeah. 100%. It's just that now it's more on, like, people are able to see it. Like, hey, this is...
But I wonder, are people going to revolt? Or are they just going to deal with it?
I think there's going to be a good deal with it portion. People are going to deal with it for good.
Probably, because they're not going to...
They're going
to... What you're going to get is, I mean... The way that we have things, where you're going to have... I'll get this, you get this, you get this, we'll all share or whatever. Mm-hmm. Because, let's see. Having Netflix is $17 a month.
Is it? Oh, you have the...
I have the HD.
See, I don't.
And then this would be 13, so that's already 30. And then Amazon Prime, you're not getting rid of because you get free shipping.
Yeah.
So...
And that's technically like $10 a month because it's like $120 now.
So you're looking at $40 already.
And then if you get HBO Go, that's about $15.
That's $15. So plus you have to have internet.
Yep.
So that's another like $60.
$80 or so. Yeah.
Like.
I'm about to say, like, it's just, you know, different way to slice the same cake.
Yeah, exactly.
What was it? Also, there was talks like, I find it funny, but at the same time, I kind of get it. Like, what is it? Aquaman 2 may be delayed because Momoa is protesting on Hawaii about them building a new, one of the largest, like, telescopes.
Yeah.
And he's like, apparently, like, they basically said it's like, imagine putting it on, like, sacred ground or something like that. But I'm like, good on them using their platform for something.
Well, I mean, and it's, and I'm of two minds of this because I love scientific discovery.
I agree.
And so I'm like, but all the scientific discovery that could come from this. But then I'm like, but no.
But people, yeah.
Like, I would almost like to see them put something on Everest if they could.
Dude, that'd be nuts. You know what I would find? A lot of dead bodies. They have great mortar up there. They can just stack the bodies up. Make a wall.
That's
Dude, this really messed up. But if you've seen the documentaries, it's like, ooh.
Oh, yeah. People die up there. I mean,
but they die waiting in lines. Kid you not, you could look up pictures of it. It was on like a Newsweek story not too long ago, and I was like, dear fucking lord.
Are you sure that's not Disneyland they're talking about?
Oh yeah, I'm sorry, I got that wrong. I apologize, Galaxy. No, there's no one in Disneyland. You heard that report too.
God. I'm so angry that I didn't go.
I know. It's funny because I think every person who didn't go is kicking themselves going like, why didn't I fucking go?
Yeah, because everybody was avoiding you, so they're like, no.
Yeah.
Even I was like,
which is funny though, because we all do that expecting no one to actually follow through, and everyone followed through.
This is the one time people actually boycott something.
And we're like,
God damn you.
And Disney's like, we failed. And I'm like, kind of?
No. No, because your numbers are going to come back.
They're going to come back so much.
Is it Rise of Resistance? Rise of
Resistance.
Once that opens.
Is it this month?
No, next month. It's December.
Oh, I thought it was...
December or January. Yeah, it doesn't open until after we're going to be there.
Yeah.
But, like, once that opens and people start coming back, because almost everybody I knew was like, no, I'm not going.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be packed. So everybody I knew stayed away, and now they're like, please come back. And I'm so mad that we planned this.
Baby, come back.
Yeah. If I had known it was going to be like this, we would have gone a month ago, at least. Whatever.
But I'm with you on the two minds part because I'm like, fuck. I do want them to build the telescope because I know why they're doing it. And it's like a high area that's clear so it can get really good signals. And it's right on the equator. So all that, like, there's a lot of good reasons. Or it's close to the equator kind of thing. But, like, there's a lot of good reasons. But I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like him and Rock are both, like, you know, kind of backing it. I'm like, god damn. I'm like, good on you. But I'm like, damn it.
I mean...
I would love to see one on Everest.
The funny thing is, when I think I was 13, mm-hmm. maybe, when Hubble launched. I can't remember exactly how old I was, but...
Hubble. Okay.
And it was this, like, ungodly price. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, for them to launch it, yeah.
And so they launched into space, and they were like, look what we've got. And I was like, oh my god, this changes everything.
They forgot the lens, though. The lens didn't work the first time.
Yeah, the first time they shot it up, they were like, we gotta go back and change the mirror or whatever. They had a spot or it was off-center or something stupid.
Yeah.
Oh,
but,
man.
Like, the pictures it brought out, you're like, god damn.
Yeah. And so I don't understand why they don't launch... I mean, I understand because nobody's there to actually be on the telescope. Yeah. But, like, fucking launch another telescope.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, we got space up there. We put a bunch of junk. I mean, we're not there to wall it yet. Come on.
We fucking launched tardigrades to the moon, so what the fuck?
Did they really do that? I didn't see that. What was it? Was it India? China? Oh. Huh. We put tardigrades on the moon.
Why do we have to pollute fucking everything?
That's what we do, man.
But, like, why?
Even to if see it's if not they survive? Even if it's not America.
And America. Then, and then what? You get a million years from now, you have life forms on the moon that
conquer us?
Yeah, like...
Because tardigrades can't be killed.
What? I mean, I guess that's what they were trying...
I don't know.
Why would you do that, though? That's really fucking with another planet's ecosystem. Even though it's not a planet and doesn't have an ecosystem.
Going back to Everest because it's there. Yeah. The last thing I saw was... speaking because it's there, I guess. Loot boxes. Buttholes?
Oh.
Which are also buttholes. Because they usually put out a lot of shit.
I don't have a problem with loot boxes.
My thought is...
Because I've never encountered one where I thought that it changed... The only thing that I did was with Last of Us, they put like a semi-automatic rifle in the multiplayer, which changed the multiplayer, and I didn't like it. But it wasn't a loot box you could buy that DLC, so you knew what you were getting. I've never played a game where I thought, well, they got ahead because they bought, I mean, except for like mobile games and stuff, but I don't, those I don't care, because I'm like, whatever, I'm not playing competitive, I'm pushing buttons. The fuck? So I've never encountered where I thought somebody was ahead because they bought goods.
See, it's never... I don't play a lot of competitive.
No.
So, I don't get to deal with that part a lot. But the concept behind loot crates I don't generally like because I don't like the idea that the hidden numbers are there. And the biggest thing about it is they're putting like laws, and I think it was basically between Nintendo... I wanted it was Nintendo as well, but at least between Xbox and Sony, they basically said that of games on the future, and they didn't really put an exact date on it, but like new games that will be coming out will have to basically demonstrate and say, this is what's in the loot boxes, this is what your ratios and your chances of getting them are. So essentially, they can't hide it out there. My thought is that just because I have never bought them, I don't really like doing it because I don't like putting game money into games that I already put money into. That's just my...
I get that.
But I like the idea that if they have loot boxes in general, because we can get them from in-game currencies and stuff, tell me what the damn ratios are. It's not that damn hard.
No, I do like the option of giving the ratio of like, hey, you have a 4% chance of getting this gun.
Yeah.
Or if you save up a million credits, you have a 40% chance of getting it. You know, like, oh, okay.
That's my thought about it is, I don't think it's that hard to demonstrate their ratios. I also feel like it will help ease people's concerns, because if people are saying you're still paying $10 for a box and you have a 1% chance to get the rifle, and you're like, I didn't get the rifle. Well, yeah, it says a 1% chance to get the rifle. No shit. You paid one more. Buy it 100 more times and you might get it. Like, I will have incredibly less sympathy for someone at that point, because at least I'm like, you should know, you should be able to read, go from there. I don't think it's that hard for them to do it. At the same time, I'm not a developer, but I just feel like it feels less skeevy to me for them to actually just kind of, like, you know, pull up their skirt and say, here you go. That's kind of my thought. Like, I just, like, I don't think it's something they should hide from the first place, because someone brought up a good point with, like, what is it? I think almost all games in Vegas have to show you what they're, by gambling laws, they have to show you what's your chance of winning.
Oh.
I think at least on a lot of those slot machines and stuff like that. And I have to go look up what the laws are, but I was just like, well, if they're doing it there, it is kind of a gambling kind of thing.
Yeah, but there you can win money, win something, and this you just get an item.
And it's not like for like tier,
right?
But I also
I get the rationale behind it, so it kind of makes sense. But
I just was kind of like, I like this. I don't think it's that big of a deal. I still won't buy loot boxes, but I know it's been a big thing. And
the only time I do is out of like currency that I get in the game, where I'm like, well, it didn't cost me anything, so whatever. Yeah, I've never felt the need to, like, I'll buy DLC that has content.
Yeah,
but like, I've never been like, well, I'm gonna buy this box and hope I get something. I'll be like, nope, that's just not for me.
So you know the real reason I'm excited about this? Hopefully they'll shut the fuck up about loot boxes for a little while. Well, we can move on to the next thing.
Were they cause...
I'm sure there's something.
Shootings?
God damn it, no.
Let's go back to loot boxes.
Let's go back to loot boxes, guys. Let's go with the good old days.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and get to this week's pod question, which was brought to us by Hammer.
Yes, because I know y'all love Fast and Furious. I wanted to ask, what was the next spinoff you wanted to see for Fast and the Furious?
So our buddy TK went with Michelle Rodriguez and Gal Gadot. I can't even remember their characters' names, and I don't
care. That's fine.
Two
women back-to-back, go for it. It didn't
mean well, that. That's where... yeah, that's...
Yeah.
That's, yeah. I can't stand the Fast and Furious franchise, like, at all. Like, we were talking about people that we forgot were in these movies and stuff, and... Whew, there's a lot. But... And I'm going to take The Rock out of it, because he just had one.
Yeah.
But I actually would like to see Tyrese and Ja Rule in kind of like a buddy cop type movie. Mm-hmm. Because one, it keeps them away from Vin Diesel. I like fuck Vin Diesel.
Hey, Vin Diesel.
I don't know. We got a head nod.
Yeah, she's saying fuck Vin Diesel.
Oh, Ja Rule and Tyrese.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when we walked past Tyrese and I was like, that was Tyrese? And you were like, the fuck?
Dear Lord.
What about you?
I think it'd be cool. Mine was more of just a... I can't remember the life. And I did look up her name and I forgot it. The smart chick from the last... I think it was like the sixth or seventh movie. She's like the nerdy chick. But really, the whole goal of this is Han died. I know this because I really love Tokyo Drift. Han dies there, and he dies in the future one still. So Han is the Asian dude. He dies. Yeah. I really want them
to bring this... He doesn't die in Tokyo Drift.
Yeah, he does.
No, he doesn't. He races Vin Diesel at the very end of it.
No, that's not Han.
That's not Han?
That's Han is the Asian dude that he was working for. Him. Not the main character. Han was the...
Okay.
Anyways, whatever. Han. So anyways, he dies. I want them to put his brain in a car so we basically get Knight Rider... And I think it'd be a great way because everyone talks about wanting that character back. And I know because I've talked to a few people, that'd be an awesome way that they bring him back as a Knight Rider thing. And he can be the villain in the beginning and they have to win him over. It'd be so fucking amazing. And it would fit in the stupid ass motherfucking universe.
They would make it work.
Would that not be amazing?
And people
would be
like, it was amazing.
So that's kind of what I want to see.
That's
so dumb.
Disgusting. I don't even want to.
I love you, man.
Yeah, I don't even want to be a part of it. I don't want to be a part of your world.
You don't want no part of this.
No. All right. So,
what about you, buddy? What's our next question?
My pod question is a little different just because I'm having some injury issues at the gym. What is your favorite workout?
Oh, I actually have that one. Okay, cool.
Just random. I know it's not nerdy and I know it's, but whatever. So let us know what your favorite workout is at BatHammerGym.com, BatHammer on Twitter, Sprinkins and Geek on Facebook. You can reach me, I'm at Taro Skippy.
I'm at Crane Kalis. Make sure to like us, love us, and share us every Monday morning on SoundCloud, iTunes, and Stitcher. See, I didn't fuck it up this time. Woo! And I retweet things, including porn and dad jokes, because, man, I realize the more you go for stuff, the more stuff shows up. Week I've been on definitely a porn kick, apparently.
I cannot open my Twitter in public.
Oh, yeah.
I opened mine.
Mine's a roulette. I can sometimes if I really want to test it. I won't do it.
Twitter, and I got this, and I was like, close.
Oh, see,
and I'm in the lunchroom, and I'm like,
You're like, but I want news.
Yeah, that was nudes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, nudes. Two things I wanted to talk to you about as a question. One's a statement. One's a question. Statement first. Book of Mormon is fucking amazing. Holy shit. I do want to
see that. I'm so sad that I'm going to miss it.
Dude, if you can see a rip of the movie, of the show, it is worth it. Goddamn, do they put on a great performance. And if you haven't listened to the soundtrack...
No, I haven't at all.
Soundtrack's fantastic.
Don't fuck the baby.
And that is the tip. The guy who's like the maggots in my scrotum, dude, is great too. But also the idea of them fucking like, oh my God, there's so many... There is so much amazingness to that entire thing. Dear Holy Lord, I need to eat something apparently.
Wow, that was
my
stomach.
But I just wanted to say, if you haven't listened to the soundtrack, holy shit, please do yourself a favor. It's great. The other thing is, I recently started back up Borderlands 2 to do The Lilith thing.
Did you jump right into it?
I did. I built a 30-level character because I didn't have a 30-level character, and you have to have a level 30 character to play it. So I did the create a 30 character.
Okay, because it does take place after...
Correct.
...the end of Borderlands 2.
Yes. So where Jack is dead and all that stuff like that.
Spoilers.
Fuck that. 8 years later, fuck that.
Right.
Jesus.
Wow.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Did I forget how hard Borderlands is, and did I forget how much unfun it is without a party? Or am I just underleveled?
No, yes. I still think it's fun without having a party. Yeah. I can play the entire game again and again and again without a party. Like, yeah. Well, I can go through it once and be like, I'm having a blast playing this game. Going through it again, I'd probably be like, okay, I need more people. So it's not that it's hard.
And I'm saying, like, me jumping straight into the Lilith stuff.
Right. The mechanics are bad, actually.
They're outdated, so, yeah.
They are, because you could have somebody on your sights and miss them.
Yeah.
Frequently.
Yeah.
So that is... And you have to get back into that mindset of, like, this is how I played shooters 8 years ago, and it's hard to get back into that mindset when you play games of are so precise, where, like, The Division 2, you pop up, and the reticle is right where you need it to be, and you just start firing, and you're in. You know, Far Cry's are like that. Battlefront's been like that, and it's hard, because I went back to it, and I was like, I'm missing all the fucking time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm unloading clips on these people, essentially. As for difficulty, since I'm just trying to play the story through, I'm on normal and I'm like level 56 or whatever, so I'm just mowing through everybody. I just drop my turret and just go.
I really wish I had one of my old characters, because I have like a 40 and I think I have a 50 level character back in the day, and I really wish I had that character. It makes me want to plug my damn PS3 in and try to see if I can pull it over, but I feel like as level 30, it feels so much more difficult. I kept dying consistently. And to your point, yeah, I literally am just coming off of Division 2. And it made me realize how much I missed modern gaming mechanics and how it's snappier. It feels good. I can go into cover. I can do all these things. And I've watched the trailers for 3 again, and I'm like, God, I hope I'm not setting myself up for failure if they just stick to the old stuff. But it, like, playing through this stuff actually got me concerned for 3. Because I'm wondering how nostalgic, like, rose. My thought is, like, I wanted to take the rose-tinted glasses filter off, going, like, fuck, this is... I feel like I need another person or 3 to really get more out of this. Like, I was like, fuck, I wanted to beat this before 3 comes out. I don't know if that's going to happen by myself.
I mean, we can always hop on. I'm a few missions into it, not very far. Yeah. I met up. How far are you?
I literally just met What's-His-Name from Tales from the
Borderlands. Okay, so yeah, I was going to say, I met up with Vaughn and...
Yeah.
And I've done a couple missions around there. I think I'm in, like, chapter 2 or 3. So yeah. I'm not... We're pretty much right at the same area, so...
Like, but did you feel that way? I mean, like, I guess it's different because you're going with, like, a 50-some character.
Yeah, so I can't really talk about difficulty, but I could see where it can be really difficult if you're expecting... to shoot enemies and they're not being shot.
Mm-hmm.
But I love Borderlands 2 so much. But
I have great memories of it. Right now, I'm a little pissed at it. Like, I wish I could turn it on fucking easy. I'm like, I just want to blaze through this damn story. I just want to get through it.
That's fair. I mean, I get it. That's fair.
I know. I was just curious if you had the same, because I know you had said you had played it a bit more. Yeah. I was like, fuck, I need to play this, because to your point, next month it's coming.
I'm super stoked for it next month, and I don't care if any fuckers are playing it. I'll play it. I don't care.
Yeah, no, 100%. Well, then it doesn't matter, because, you know, we'll scale. But yeah, I was just curious. Sorry.
No, that's cool.
That's all.
That's all right. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been with us episode 321 of Sprague and Say Geek. Silver Sprague and Say Geek, I'm Pat.
I'm Hammer.
And embrace your geek.
Have a great week.